Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. So happy to have you here. I'm coming to you live on a Saturday morning, and it's just a vibe in here. I want to remind you, I am booking now for still Q4. There's still room for you. And January and February clients. And this is if you want to polish up your thought leadership. The more that I keep doing this work with people, the more I'm reminded that it's in your best interest to hire me, because there's a lot of videographers out there that know how to shoot video, but I have skin in the game, because what I teach you is also how I run my business. And it's one thing to know how to press a shutter and how to take a cool video, and it's another thing to have that experience firsthand of also marketing my business through my personal brand, through my thought leadership. Like I'm teaching you the things that I am applying to myself, and which is actually what this podcast is going to be about today, my updated content strategy. And reminding you of just how I think about it. But before we get into that, I do want to pitch myself to you and just differentiate myself from all the other extremely talented videographers out there, or even photographers, because there are a lot of people that are really dang good at creating beautiful images. But I'm going to tell you what. Thought leadership is something that I have been finessing for the last couple years, and doing it in a very beautiful, high quality way, because I believe that just having a nice camera is not enough to put you on. And I also believe that just having strong thought leadership, but if your aesthetic is looking a little janky, you're also not selling me. So I just believe that when you are able to mix authenticity with editorial imagery and video, you're gonna fuck shit up and it's gonna look amazing. And I apologize for anybody that is taken aback by my f-bomb, but I truly am really passionate about this. I also say this because I see so many entrepreneurs out there that have so many incredible insights, and I want you to be on. There's a thought that I've had in my mind that I've been manifesting, is my brand puts people on, and I want you to be on. I want you to get attention, and I want you to be seen as an expert and a leader. And it's something you have to grow into. Okay. And that's exactly what I help people with, through thought leadership, through high quality photos and videos, because your visual messaging is also messaging. It's also saying something about you subconsciously. And that's exactly what we focus on in this line of work. So we can work, whether it's just you doing a whole day shoot with me, and we can get some evergreen videos for you if you have some programs. And I've been doing is evergreen videos so that you can put them on your sales pages. They're not always designed to be on social media. They're designed to be on sales pages. And that's something that we can do. We spend a whole day together, and that is industry outlier. Or if you're like, I just want to work with you at a small scale, we can do just a 2-hour photo shoot. That's an option too. That's just a la carte photo shoot that you'll see on my website. Or we could also do the sweet spot, which is a little bit of both. It's a little bit of photos, a little bit of video, and we can do that in one day. It's just a 3-hour shoot. We do it in one location. We get you some videos, and we can also do some B-roll, which is like those small little clips. This is if you're not ready to talk to the camera, but you do want to get video content that matches with your photos. We can do that for you. Or if you're a person where you're like, girl, I just want to grow in my thought leadership through high quality video, then the Reels Bank is for you. I've been loving that one so much, because sometimes high quality video can feel like a lot of pressure and can feel like Man, can I like you gotta it's a practice to get good at talking to the camera in a deep and to the point way, and learning how to not let your inner critic sabotage the whole thing, which is why I've structured the Reels Bank in just a 3 month basis. It's also short, so you can reevaluate whether this is helping your business or not. I honestly just want the best for your business too. So I didn't make it 6 months or longer. It's just 3 months. You get a total of 30 videos, and then you also get access to my brain and my thoughts on content strategy in your business to help you out. And let me tell you what, when I am working with people on a one-on-one basis and I'm like going in there and talking about content, I feel like I'm on fire, and I really think that I'm gifted in finding gaps into things that are very magnetic about your brand. But it's like, why are we not talking about that? Let's amplify that. And anyways, I'm happy to offer that help to you. So if you are interested in working together, just schedule a sales call with me, or just send me a DM if you're like, no, I'm ready, just sign me up. This is for anybody, whether you are local to Arizona or abroad. We actually also, I want to say, if you don't live in AZ, AZ has some amazing locations, I have to say. And if it's easier for you to just fly in and have like a retreat weekend photo shoot for yourself, that's an option. And traveling ain't that big of a deal. I just want to put that out there. Sometimes it's cheaper or just more fun for you to actually come travel and have it like your brand photo shoot and treat yourself in that way, instead of me coming to you. So it totally depends, but throwing it out there. And yeah, let me know if you want to work together. Now, when it comes to my updated content strategy, I realized that I'm obviously content. I'm so used to it at this point because I've created such a habit out of it. But I wanted to break down to you how I can pass this on to you, because I know implementing a new habit, just like anything else, is a life change. It's something that just takes adaptation. It just takes patience. It's like when you start working out, and it's not an overnight process. You just really have to tend to yourself and be so loving to yourself every step of the way. And that's why I'm doing this content strategy refresh of how I think about my content. So the first thing that I want to talk about with you is overemphasis on metrics. And this is actually inspired. I mean, I've had different coaches that have shared this with me, but I remember I've been going through this too, where I start thinking like, man, I didn't get a lot of likes, I didn't get a lot of comments, no one cares, and spiraling in that. And I just have to remind myself that it's like, no, people are still, they're still looking at your stuff. And this also was inspired by, there's somebody I'm getting coaching by right now that they're a nervous system somatic experiencing therapist, I believe that's the name. And they're a very successful business owner. Like, we're talking 6 figures a month type of thing. And something that really stood out to me that they told me was, I don't look at my numbers and I don't look at metrics. And don't get me wrong, I do think it's important to take metrics into consideration at times, but that's not what they're looking at all the time. And because one of the things that I mentioned to them, they're like, sometimes I just get like caught up in like judging the health of my business based on how many inquiries I'm getting, how many comments I'm getting, how many sales calls I'm getting booked. And if nothing's happening, then I just start thinking that, oh my God, my business is gonna crash. And not to get too super woo-woo on here, but I'm also recognizing that sometimes the 3D brain, or the trauma brain, or the brain that just needs to know everything, you're gonna obsess over the metrics. And part of the magic and part of growth and part of stepping up into leadership is really working on your energy and just telling yourself and just embodying and being in the state of being that's like, you know what? My marketing is working at all times. Whether I got a comment or whether I didn't get a comment, my marketing is working at all times. People love hearing what I have to say. What I have to say has positive impact, or whatever emotion, whatever state of being, whatever story that serves you. When you're in that lovey-dovey, like like, yeah, things are working, your ability to embody that, even when the metrics say otherwise, is crucial to staying the course. And to go back to what this person that I was sharing with them, the same thing. Sometimes I feel like my business isn't working or whatever. And this person said, you know what? If I were to judge the health of my business based on comments and likes and just like all these metrics, she was like, she's like, I have my team handle the numbers and then I just have them tell me whether I need to adjust my energy or whatever. But I don't even like get too deep into that. And take it with a grain of salt. I say this because I'm also in money coaching, and part of money coaching is to be very intimate with your money. So there is a time and a place to be intimate with your money. But the overall message here is do not be obsessed with metrics. And I also say this because there are so many service providers that I have purchased from that have like such like little engagement. And I can also think of service providers that have like 3,000 followers or 2,000 followers, and they are making very good money online because they just know how to speak to problems, and then they have solutions, and they have taken the time to understand their clients on a deep level, meaning they are studying. They are paying attention to what clients are saying, like I'm doing with you right now. I know you guys are thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to post this video. Oh, this video is not performing right away. Like, I got to take it down. And it's like, no, no, no. I urge you. I plead that you just be like, you know what? No, all my marketing is working, which is going to lead me to my next point, which is not all content is meant to go viral. Not all content is meant to have the highest engagement. Some content is just there to demonstrate your expertise. Especially if you're in a season of booking out your programs, the people that are very successful in getting clients online, because you can be successful and get clients because maybe you throw events or you're like on stage a lot, and like the in-person interactions is like a really good way for you, for people to warm up to you. But I'm talking strictly, like, my line of work is helping you get clients and build your thought leadership through photography, thought leadership, and high quality video, which is how I even run my business. So if my job here is to help you get more clients through this format, I'm passing on to you that we cannot be stressing about metrics all the time, because when you're in a season of booking out your programs, or other people may be in a season of a launch or whatever, they're not thinking about statistics at all. They're just thinking as to, am I actually overcoming objections? Am I storytelling in a way that is deep and profound where my ideal clients can see themselves through my line of work? And they just really, and these people, and I even myself, it's like so much regulating of your body and your emotions, and like switching your gaze to the to that result of like, or even the thought of, my marketing is always working for me. People love what I have to say. What I have to say has positive impact. Which, by the way, that was a big one that I had to start telling myself, because when I first started showing up on social media and I knew that it was a skill that I needed to learn and improve, I had a lot of childhood trauma of, when I speak my truth, people leave. When I speak my truth, it's bad. When I take up space, like, people can't handle it. And I talked about it earlier in my podcast, if you go back to the earlier episodes, but I had a lot of wounding over just speaking my truth, because I was rewarded for obedience. I was rewarded for being quiet. Even now, to this day, as an adult, like, when I go back and see my family, I'm rewarded for being a quiet and small version of myself. And whenever I share, like, well, I don't agree with that, and I don't, even if I say it in a calm way, if it triggers my family members, it's truly has been like this process for to learn to make space for my authentic self, and not like kind of like not perpetuate everything that I was in my childhood, which was a very small, obedient, quiet, observant version of myself. And I've also mentioned this before, but my mom used to, I love you, Mom, but she used to, I don't think she meant it in this way either. Maybe she could have been teasing, but she used to say to me, "Oh, Camila's just mean. She's just mean." And she would also say, like, "You're just Cruella," like Cruella de Vil from like 101 Dalmatians. And it created a lot of wounding. It was like such a shadowy aspect of myself, a lot of wounding of like, man, when I'm polarizing, when I'm authentic, or even when the irony is that being quiet made me so observant and so hypervigilant of obeying to like, to seeing how, like checking the room and checking like my nervous system's like scanning for mannerisms or of safety or not. And it's like this extreme hypervigilance has made me so observant, which I think it's expressed through the depth and like the nuances in my content and the way I do it. But it also made me very scared to take up space in general. And the trauma served a purpose, but it's also not serving me in a way. So that being said, is be mindful of what you're telling yourself in your mind with your content strategy. Now, the other thing that I wanted to share with my content strategy is that I post and I ghost. I am telling you, I repeated this a gazillion times. This is something that I put into practice at the start of 2023. And I think about it like it's like clocking into work and clocking out. Like I think of Instagram, and I say Instagram because it's my main platform. But I wake up in the morning, check DMs, answer to comments, post my stuff, and then I literally disappear out of there as soon as I can. Sometimes if I need to post something in the evening, I'll do it. But this is kind of cheesy, but I'll tell you anyway. Sometimes in the evening, I like put my hand over my phone so I don't see whatever is on the feed. And I'm like, I just gotta post this right now because it's fresh. But like, I literally am like, I don't even want to see what's on the feed. Like, I'm like so obsessed with this boundary of protecting my energy past like 12 p.m. that day of not looking at my Instagram. I feel really self-conscious saying this to you right now. But I'm telling you, I'm like so protective of my energy to not let myself be influenced, and just protecting that inspiration that I get throughout the day in order for me to show up potent and concise and to the point. And it also allows me to think of my clients and think of my work and think about how can I help people out better. And a lot of time is spent thinking about that when I'm not consuming on social media. So I'm really, really strict on posting. I also don't judge how a video is doing based on the engagement it gets within like the first 10 minutes or the first hour. Like I don't even pay attention to that. And honestly, even if the video didn't get any engagement at all, sometimes I know why. And I'm cool with that. Like sometimes I know that if the content is too much of a call out, I'm like, okay, I can see if that didn't get engagement. Or sometimes if I just post my photography, I can see why, especially when it's photography that I think is pretty good, but clients don't know how to identify with it, or they probably just think it's cute and they just like it. I completely understand why that may not get engagement, but in my line of work, I know that when people are ready to refer me or they see a photographer, they want to see photos, which is why I'm referring to earlier that not all content is meant to have high engagement and comments and likes or whatever. Some content is just there to help you elevate your expertise, which is what me posting my photos does. It shows to people that, yeah, I'm a photographer and I have my thought leadership, but I'm a photographer first and foremost. So that's why I post those there. It all serves a purpose. And so I want you to also think of your marketing in this way, that it's all serving a purpose. Some content is there to connect with people on a human-to-human level. So like content that is vulnerable, content about your life, like that is there to be like, you know what? I'm just like you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just like you. And then there's content that it's like, actually, yes, I am selling you right now. Because what I have can help you. And it's here to assist you in that way. And content like that may not always be vulnerable. Content like that is just problem. Here's a solution. And here's my offer. I can help you achieve this result through my process here. And content like that is meant to ask for the sale. And sometimes content like that doesn't have the most engagement. So just start getting comfortable with the intentions that you're having when you're posting on socials. And then to wrap up, the last thing that I want to share with you in regards to the content strategy is to be so patient with yourself. Like writing content, like I'm at a point now where I can think of a hook or I can write content or I can think very quickly. And I can process and I can articulate information very quickly now. But it's because I have spent almost 2 years now of writing every single day, of thinking about clients every single day, of posting content even when I wasn't feeling the most inspired. But I was like we'll always fall to the level of our practice. I don't know who said that, but writing every day or getting comfortable with content on a consistent basis, your baseline is going to get better and better and better through consistency. And so I have improved my baseline because I've been doing now, this is November. I don't know when this is going to be published, but we're now in November and it's of 2024. And it's been 2 years of literally every day facing emotions that come with being seen on socials every day, facing the comment of my mom saying you're cruella because I post polarizing content. And it's 2 years of me thinking about clients and thinking about how to solve for them. And it's also been 2 years of me being like, I don't know how to answer for this. But the answer came to me like 2 weeks later after like there was a problem that arose. I had the answer like 2 weeks later. And I've had to be so patient with myself. But now I can like very quickly, I can draft up a post. I can like even just recently I went to a studio to batch content and I kid you not, I literally came out with like 20 pieces of content, I think, or more, like 20 or probably like, I'm trying to think, 20 or 25. It was a lot. And I'm telling you this because when I even shoot content with clients and we shoot 5 videos, after this shoot is done, they're like, oh my God, that was so much. And to me, I'm getting to a point where I prepared for that shoot by taking notes anytime I would get inspiration or taking the time to think about client problems and letting myself say the thing that needed to be said. And I just had a Google Doc of all my talking points, of all these things that I'm like, oh, they need to know this, they need to know that, they need to know this, they need to know about this offer, they need to know this about that offer, they need to know about this about photography, they need to know about this. And it's like a practice of me allowing myself to get deep about why even photography matters. Like even the concept of having a visual language and how a visual language speaks to the subconscious, I was not thinking about that 2 years ago when I first started photography. Because when I first started photography, I was just like, I just want cute pictures. It just looks good. And that's all I knew how to articulate about what I was doing. Now, 2 years later, I'm after allowing myself to be really deep with my content and why it mattered. Now I'm able to talk about it and articulate the value of it in a different way. And all of that has happened with just grace and patience with myself, with the mind drama and meeting myself where I was at with my skill set. So I want to share that with you so that you give yourself so much grace that like it's okay to feel all these wild emotions as you're being visible. It's okay that you are great at your expertise in person, but then when it comes to online, you're a beginner. And that's just so okay. Like my clients that have seen the most success, I actually had a client, one of my real estate clients, she's so incredible. She said to me, you just have to humble yourself. And by the way, she makes more money. She makes like 3 times more money than me. And because she's had such an amazing referral business, and she's like more successful than me offline in that way. But when it came to learning the skill of rekindling your relationship with social media and maybe not having to network so much or nurture people in that way, but just posting online, because I believe that if you post online and you're more potent with it, you can like, you don't have to go to a million networking events or like have to nurture people all the time. It's like you get to bring in more aligned people into your world in a more authentic way through your thought leadership. Anyways, but something that this client said, they said, you just have to humble yourself to learn this new thing. And humbling yourself doesn't mean that you don't think highly of yourself, but you recognize like, oh, there's room for improvement here. And this person knows this particular skill set. And it's as simple as that. Even though, like I said, she is more successful than me offline in that way. But I'm able to recognize how, like she taught me so much about what it means to be successful in like whatever program you get yourself into is by applying yourself and truly having an open mind to learning a specific skill set. And like I mentioned, she's still more successful than me offline. So that stood out to me. Anyways, that is my updated content strategy session for you at this time. If you are interested in working together or you need any help with this, feel free to connect with me online. Other than that, if you found value in this, feel free to share it online or send it to a friend that needs a little pick-me-up that they may be spiraling when it comes to their metrics online. Totally normal. Other than that, thanks for being here, and we'll catch you on the next episode. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their views and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.